Welcome to another DomesticPreparedness.com podcast interview. Today's presentation is with Lieutenant General Retired Stephen Blum, former Deputy Commander of the United States Northern Command. General Blum also was the former Chief to the National Guard. Today's discussion is on drugs. Before we begin, here's a message from our sponsor, Thermo Scientific. For law enforcement officers, accurate identification of suspected narcotics is critical. The new TruNarc is the answer to your drug identification problem. Using lab-proven technology, TruNarc delivers clear, definitive results, automatically captured for reporting and evidence. For more information, visit www.thermoscientific.com/TruNarc, and that's spelled TruNarc. And now, General Blum.
Let me first applaud Dom Prep for taking on the issue of drugs and making it a focal point. The fact that they're going to focus on that, that's very important. You asked the question, in what ways do I see drugs as a national security concern? To me, I think illegal drugs and their second and third order effects probably presents what could be arguably noted as probably the most dangerous, clear, existential threat to the American citizen that really exists out there, that they're really going to come into contact with or suffer the adverse effects from it probably more than they would any of the other horrific, catastrophic threats that we spend a lot of time, energy, and money preparing for. So this, to me, is the existential threat that really will touch every citizen at some time, reach every family, or potentially at some point, could affect not only your house, but it could even affect the White House. And there's no one that's immune, and no one's loved ones that are immune or protected today completely or insulated and isolated from the effects of this scourge on our society. You're talking about an organization that has a production, supply chain, lines of communication, economic implications, governmental implications, truly operates as an illegal and illicit business, but it also has an armed component to it, their own enforcement or paramilitary component to it. It has a terrorism component to it, and it has the effect of being hugely profitable, almost obscenely profitable, and yet at the same time has an absolutely debilitating effect on the individuals that take the drugs and the people that love the people that are affected or influenced by the drugs. And then there's the innocent that are second and third order collateral damage to the catastrophe of the end user that's using the drugs. It just is a scourge on the American people that really universally affects everyone. And it's not isolated to America. It's an international issue, but I'm more concerned about what it does in our zip codes and our communities right here in America. So the short answer is I see it as a national security concern, and anybody who doesn't ought to be paying a lot of attention to places like Mexico and Colombia.